Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Captain Midnight! Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday at this same time, Captain Midnight is a new program to many of our listeners. It is written for red-blooded young Americans, for boys and girls, yes, and for mother and dad, too, for everyone who's young in spirit. Captain Midnight will bring you plenty of excitement.
Time for a monologue. Suspense.
Thrills galore. It lets you live a story of real adventure.
You're anxious?
In the air and on the ground. You'll never want to miss a single broadcast of Captain Midnight, and you want all your friends to enjoy it, too.
It smells like smoke and coffee in here, and I'm not sure why that's the case. All right, so Steve Summers, the legend, he is here, you there. That's the name of the book, Me Here, You There, comes out November 18th. I read it over the course of the last 2 days. I loved every second of it. How you been, Steve?
Well, I'm good, guys, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to provide a shameless plug.
It's great to have you.
And can I read this?
Yes, go ahead. Of course. Go ahead.
Well, it's a little bit what you just said. Me, Here, You, There, coming out November 18. You can pre-order on Amazon. Book signings and appearance to be announced in the future.
Whoa.
Look out. And you can go to the Twitter X page, Steve Summers, WFAN, and it is the printed or pined post. And you can also listen to my podcast, Me, Hear, You, There. But you're not missing anything if you do miss it.
Do you miss you? People miss you.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Do you miss doing this?
Well, yes and no. I'm not on a schedule. I'm not on a deadline. But yeah, because how do you really retire from talking? And I miss because the podcasts were not able at this point to take any calls, and we still do some production pieces. Paul R. Zuman of WFAN helps us with that. But yes and no. But I watch a lot of horror movies. And also I watch CNN, which tells you I'm not a Trumpican. But the bottom line...
Don't get us in trouble.
But I go back and forth with what is common sense and what is right and versus wrong. But anyway, the bottom line is, no, I spend time with the wife and with the mother-in-law, the family.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah. Please get me back on the air.
I was going to say, start another podcast. Get out of that. You know, Jeez, go food chop like that. So Steve, it is. You're okay, right? Stevie?
Yeah. Oh, it's the phlegm, the mucus, gotcha. The marshmallow barley soup. When you're my age, the phlegm is there all the time.
It is awesome to have you in. And Sal worked with you, and Hoff worked with you. I used to listen to you, as we all did. I remember coming back from college, and my mom would have the Walkman out. Like you know, when you go away to school, you come back, you go to the bar, you come home late, you're old enough to do whatever you want, but you're still sleeping at home. And I would fall asleep to you then in Brooklyn and up at Maris. So it's great. I want to say this to you. So we have had titans of industry here, Hall of Famers galore. I can't prove this, but I think of all the voices on the station that you probably had the most intimate connection to the listeners, more so than anybody. Did you feel that?
Well, I wanted to make friends because when I started here, I didn't know anybody anywhere in the tri-state area. My mother said there were two cousins she thought still were alive and living in New Jersey, but I couldn't look them up. I couldn't find them. I think maybe they had passed away. My mother hadn't kept in touch with them. But that is a connection I could leave alone. But I was learning the new people, learning a new job. And I said the first night on the air that if I get fired from this job, and I had been fired a number of times before, we're talking about a career that began in the 1960s. And I've had successes and failures, and not ashamed to talk about it. It's part of a career in this business especially. But in the first day I was on, first night, July 1 of 87, I said, if I get fired from this job, it won't be for lack of effort. So growing up, this was my goal. This was my dream. This was my destination. When I was in the fifth grade, and it's in the book, I wrote a paper that we were asked by the teacher, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I wrote sports writer. And that paper is in the book. Number two, when I was about 12 or 13, anything and everything about New York being the number one city in the world, I knew from Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, I knew from disc jockeys here, Cousin Brucey, et cetera, et cetera.
Cousin Brucey.
And anything that in the newspaper that had a New York byline, I read with vigor. Mm-hmm. I mean, it meant something to me that Walter Cronkite was coming from New York. Anything and everything about New York meant something to me. I'd heard about, as I say, Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Madison Square Garden, Rockefeller Center, on and on. And it all was a goal, a destination, a dream. And I always have said, and I think it's in the book too, that if you were to make a trip on an airplane from the left coast to the right coast, 6 hours or so, took me 22 years for that flight to happen.
Yeah, it is in the book. I just read that. Obviously, we're in studio with Steve Summers. You recognize the voice. Legendary. It was great for me to read the book and learn certain things. I've heard a lot of these stories from working with you over the years.
Yeah.
But also just gain a different perspective. You have had a tremendous career. And I think the most important thing to you, and for me, like knowing you, you talk about coming to New York and making it be your dream. You are more New York than people who have never left here before. Has that like dawned on you how New York you are and how part of the fabric you are of this city?
Well, the agent that I had at the time was from New York, from Brooklyn, and he thought I would do well here, but TV. I wanted to be Scott Clark or Len Berman. Or Warner Wolf.
Or Russ Salzburg.
Oh, absolutely.
As your boy Russ gets the banner.
I'm leaving.
Okay. I see Russ all the time. Listen, Russ is in my neighborhood. I love Russ. Just because you don't love him, I love him.
You know, we love him. Yeah, right? But here, the thing is, when Chernoff asked me, Mark Chernoff, the program director at the time, as you know, when he asked me to join Russ, I told him no, I didn't want to do it. I was happy working overnight. I was crying on the telephone talking to my mother and my father that it seems to be working, whatever it was that I was doing. Because you never know. You can be wonderful and still lose your job. And because I had a strike or two against me, I wasn't from here. I didn't grow up with Horace Clark.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with the Yankees and the Mets. I saw the Mets, of course, from Candlestick Park as a kid going to Giants games. Willie McCovey, I lived in the same building with him. He was on the top floor. I was down on
the
second floor. What's that?
Willie had the penthouse.
Yes, of course. And I had a studio apartment where my parents had to help me pay the rent. But he moved in after I was there. I didn't move in because of him. Yeah. But I got to know him because every morning we met with the building's maintenance guy to have coffee. So I got to know both Harold, the maintenance guy, and Willie McCovey. And when he hit his 500th home run, I was working weekend sports on TV at KPIX, a CBS affiliate there, and I announced it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We had the film, no video, film of his 500th home run, which he told me the following day or two that he wanted a copy of that video of his hitting his 500th home run. Anyway, he ended up in a wheelchair. Hall of Famer, stretch,
yeah.
MVP, 69, and so forth. And really a good guy. Unlike Willie Mays, who wasn't as popular because Willie McCovey was homegrown from Phoenix, where they had AAA. And I was there at Seals Stadium, where the San Francisco Seals had played. I felt bad when they were disbanded for the New York Giants coming to San Francisco. And my uncle, I went to the very first game.
Yeah, I saw you got the tickets. I'm sure.
What year is that?
Have them? Because that's worth some money. You should get them graded.
Well, I
know you don't care about that because you get...
How
much
money? What?
Depends.
Maybe quite a bit if you get them graded. You have the All-Star game from 61.
Well, yes.
Where you were at, and then the first game ever in Candlestick. That's a big deal.
That's nice.
Yes, April 15 of 58. And my uncle that I went to, my dad couldn't leave the grocery store, mom and pop. And my uncle, who I went with, a dentist who pulled my baby teeth out with his bare hands. To this day, I can't go to a dentist because of that. But anyway, my uncle, who I went to that game, I was 10. And he told me years later that I kept wondering why the New York Baseball Giants were playing their home games in San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah, and I saw the very first game won by the Giants, 8-0. Ruben Gomez of the Giants versus Don Drysdale.
Would they go like five, six innings?
Yeah, not then.
78 pitches?
Yeah, not then.
Get the specialist up. So, Steve, if I said, what was all the calls you've taken, all the topics?
Jerome.
Okay, I wanted to ask you your favorite call.
Okay,
and I get you, Jerome.
Yeah, sure,
as well.
Sure.
What's the one topic that you never got tired talking about? No matter how many calls
baseball.
You went to? Like specific, was it a specific
baseball
thing about baseball?
Yeah, and the Mets, and they adopted me, I adopted them. And I always found it puzzling that the Mets were considered, when they were losing all those games in the 60s, lovable and laughable. I felt sorry for them. I mean, and the Giants beat them. Juan Marichal had a great record against the Mets. But how could you find them lovable losing? And especially in New York, where fans care sometimes more than the players they root for do.
You know, one thing that I didn't realize, you have been at... First of all, you got in the ring with Ali, which is in the book, for three rounds with Ali.
Right, right.
You've known Rick Barry, who you said wrote something. You didn't say what he did. What did he write about you in the bio?
Well, that I was a public address announcer for the radio station's basketball team that had disc jockeys playing faculty members of high schools around the Bay Area.
Okay.
And I was the public address announcer.
So you said he mentioned you in the book.
Oh, yeah.
And how about this one? I had no idea. John Madden and the Immaculate Reception. You were there for that.
Yes.
And then watched the film afterward with Madden himself.
That's right. And we couldn't tell, even frame by frame, because it was filmed. You know, I was there with the cameraman covering the Raiders and went on the road with them to Pittsburgh for that game. And to this day, it's hard to tell, although I think that it was touched by Pittsburgh first. So it is what it is. But Madden came right back to KPIX-TV, the station that I did weekends, and we went into the film editor's booth, and frame by frame, once the film was developed,
that's amazing.
He took a one to make sure that the call was the right call, and that the because that won the game.
So, God, things have changed so much from the station to how we consume sports,
and radio has changed.
It has. There's no doubt, and you have to evolve, and that's part of the territory. Yeah. More content,
and you guys have. You guys are very listenable.
Oh, okay.
No, you're ahead of the curve. Wait
a minute. You've been telling me that for a while.
I've been telling that to Sal forever, and he doesn't believe me. No, you both are very gifted. There's no question about it. And you do remind the listeners to this radio station of what it was, WFAN, what it is, and will continue to be. Because you two carry that torch.
That's very nice. And we're not alone carrying
true.
That torch. But thank you very much for that, Steve.
True.
We really appreciate that. What is... bring more. The boss is a listener.
I'm not being politically
Steve.
Correct.
What sport has changed the most? Because there have been so many changes over the years.
Oh, football, I think.
That has actually taken away your enjoyment a little bit. Like, is there a sport that's changed where it's no longer recognizable?
Well, because I'm in a pool, you know, I'm more interested in these games. The rules and the officiating is terrible, generally speaking. They get a lot of close calls right upon further review. However, they miss a lot also. And sometimes they don't even bring the chains out. It looks as though somebody has stopped short, and they still give a first down. But the rules with baseball have changed, and so has football. And because those two sports I watch intensely, religiously, I think you can find more of the rule changes in those two sports more than others.
And real fast, think about this, talk about changes, right? So when you're on the air, 87, into the 90s, into the early 2000s, and obviously beyond, you know, you're not talking about gambling. If somebody calls you and they want to reference a point spread, or it's meeting a guy on the corner and handing over cash or doing something illegal, now think about the way gambling has really, I don't want to say overtaken things, but it's a totally different world.
Yeah, that's right. And I, in the very beginning, had a fellow by the name of Ernie Kaufman on, who was a professional handicapper out of Las Vegas. He was on during football season, on a Thursday into a Friday morning before that weekend of games. We took calls for 3 or 4 hours for him talking about various games coming up that weekend. He was very popular, and then we had to stop with him being on.
Because the station told you not to?
Yes.
And I didn't know this. I learned this in the book. Check it out. You could pre-order it now. November 18th, Steve Sommers, Me, Hear, You, There. I learned this in the book. That's where the over the night and under the covers, overnight and under the covers came from. That's what you said in the book, that the over-under reference when having that guy on.
Yes,
what?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's good. We got to hear this. That's wild.
Yeah, Ernie Kaufman was his name. I don't even know if he's still alive. Originally from Boston, living in New York and Vegas. He had homes in both places. And he always would say, you can listen to me, but don't trust what I'm saying because you'll end up losing more than you'll win. But he really analyzed like you wouldn't believe and won an awful lot of games that he was picking. And he took one call after another. The phones lit up like a Christmas tree lights. And we would take him on at 12:10 after an opening monologue. We would take him on at 12:10, 12:15. He was with me till 4:30.
And overnight, under the covers?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what you were with that? Ahead of the curve.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.